Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, we spin the microphone around, so to speak, and take a look at what Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget proposal for public broadcasting would look like here at KDLL. As it sits, the governor's proposal would zero out all state funding for public radio and television, including a state-owned satellite network, which delivers emergency alerts and other programming to stations across Alaska. A big part of the plan is eliminating the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission. That body doles out grants to stations, including KDLL, which is used as non-federal financial support. KDLL typically receives between $75,000 and $77,000 a year from the state, part of a roughly $400,000 annual budget. I asked our general manager, Jenny Nyman, to lay out what all of this could mean for public radio here on the Central Peninsula.
The threshold that we have to show in order to access our federal funding is $300,000 a year. That is a very large number, and a very large chunk of that very large number is our state funding. So that's not to say that we automatically would not be able to get that federal funding. It's not like, well, you didn't tick this box, so you don't get it. But there's just functionally, there's no way that KDLL could make up that $77,000 difference.
Bottom line, sounds like there's a really good chance that when all this is said and done, KDLL will still be on the air in some form, but it might possibly be a bit different than it is today.
Right. We don't automatically lose our FCC license if we lose our funding. KDLL could still be here. Nobody's going to come and cart off our tower.
Right.
Nobody's going to come clip our antennas. We will still have the capacity to broadcast. It's just a question of...
What?
So staffing, of course. I mean, there's, you know, me, which you don't hear me on the radio very often. So I'm doing stuff behind the scenes. We pay for some programming and accounting services sort of stuff. And then we have local programming. That is what our staff funding goes to, is having local news, local shows, local, the Econ 91.9, all this kind of stuff. And KDLL has been growing in the direction of having more local programming in recent years. We've really heard from listeners that that's what they want from us. So it's going to make for some tough decisions. If we can't afford to do all the things we're doing now, what are we going to prioritize, and how are we going to make that happen? There will definitely be committee hearings on public media, as there will be on everything. If you'd like to be put on a little mailing list letting you know when those are, legislators want to hear from me, I suppose, to a certain extent. But of course, they're going to expect that I'm going to say support public media. It is so much more meaningful to hear from community members, listeners who don't have a, you know, vested employment interest in maintaining public radio or public TV or public media in general. Those are the folks that are going to move the needle. And it's tough. I mean, I'm a born and bred Alaskan. I've been here my entire life. I don't want to deficit spend. I don't want to see Alaska spend its way into a hole. But I also don't want us to cut ourselves further into a recession either. So I do not envy legislators' jobs right now, trying to figure out how to balance revenue with an acceptable amount of services that are still going to allow the state to function and flourish and grow into the future. And it's a tough gig, for sure. We're going to have some tough decisions to make on our end, and they are on theirs as well. And I hope that they have some input. And I, of course, am just mostly speaking for KDLL ourselves.
Right.
Lots of stations are in a similar boat to KDLL, so for example's sake. But yeah, if folks have additional questions, I'm happy to chat some more, or just give us a call.
Very good. Jenny Nyman, thanks so much.
Thanks, Shaylin.
And of course, committee meetings will be happening regarding this particular line item in the governor's budget, and we'll keep you up to date on when those are happening and how you can participate. Now we'll look at this week's number, 35. That's how many days have passed since NSTAR Natural Gas took delivery of gas from Fury, the company operating in Cook Inlet's kitchen light unit. As previously reported by our own Jay Barrett, hydrates have blocked the pipeline from deliveries. Fury supplies about a quarter of NSTAR's gas. However, a relatively warm winter has not had an impact on customers. And that will be a wrap for this week's episode of Econ 91.9, all of which you can hear at our website, kdll.org. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.